Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
So my name is Derek Wright, and I'm known as DWW on Drupal.org, and my company is called 3281D.com, 3281D Consulting. And if you go to Drupal.org node 3281, you'll know why. But we're a consulting firm. It's myself and Chad Phillips, also known as Hun Monk, and we're the co-maintainers of the whole project module and the whole set of modules related to that that powers Drupal.org, all the projects and issue tracking and release management and revision control integration and all that. So we're trying to take all of that expertise and code and sort of put that out there to other people who need to do issue tracking, project management, revision control, release management, test-driven integration, testing, all of that sort of stuff. Use all that expertise and code from Drupal.org and make that available to other people.
I see. So talk a little about the history of your involvement with this project. It seems like it was such a thankless job for so long, and you sort of took it on and transformed it, and now it's to the point that it is. So just talk about that sort of evolution of the project module.
Sure. Well, when I first came around the Drupal project, I was a research staff for the computer science department of UW-Madison for a long time, been working on a big distributed computing project, and was sort of the main person around revision control for that, and senior developer, and coordinated development for a whole group of people, and all that sort of stuff. And when I came around Drupal, it was really completely unrelated to that. I was interested in setting up a site for a Brazilian percussion group I direct in the Bay Area. It had tons of people, and I needed a way to sort of organize rehearsals and gigs and all that. So I wanted some sort of online interactive calendar and signing up for events and that sort of thing. And when I had first came around, which was right sort of at the end of the Drupal 4.6 days, there was basically UID2 on Drupal.org. Gijarten had been the main sort of CVS person for many years, and he was gone from the project at that time. He was pretty much out of the scene, and so there were a lot of sort of problems with how everything was set up and being used, and nobody really knew CVS well enough to know what to do about it. And so in my sort of initial reactions with the Drupal project, just simply related to this site I was building for my band, I was sort of drawn into the Drupal development process and finding bugs and fixing them and contributing patches, and partly really impressed by the whole framework that they had for you upload patches and there's this whole workflow and people review them and they eventually get committed and blah, 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 but also really horrified by some of the underlying practices of how things were done. And there were no releases of contrib modules at all. It was just one branch per version of core, and every night something would repackage that, and the only way to know what you had was what day you downloaded it, and it's a complete mess. And so I said, hey, this is a complete mess, why don't we do something sane? And they're like, we don't know how. And I said, oh, I know how, let me write it. And they said, please. And so I first added access control for Drupal.org CVS so that only the people who are given permission to can commit or tag the files within each project's directory. People were blown away. They didn't know CVS could do that. And they're like, we have to switch to Subversion or something, but it's too hard. And whoa. And I said, well, you can just do access control in CVS, you know. And, oh, okay, great. So first was that, and then came this whole release system. And for a while, I was trying to sort of get the university research project I was working on to adopt this issue tracking system for our own needs, which never exactly took off because of stuff at the university side of things. But still, I sort of felt, well, geez, this is really important for the experience of developers contributing to Drupal. It's kind of broken right now, and I can fix it, so I might as well. And so I basically took over the code because it had been unmaintained for a few years and sort of fallen into a state of disrepair. And the rest is history, I guess they say.
So some of the new things in the new project modules, is it used to make all its own custom queries? Is that now replaced with views?
Yeah, that's right. So as we upgraded Drupal.org to Drupal 6, one of the big reasons that that was so delayed is that for a while, the other maintainers of the project module had decided that there's all of this really ancient sort of pseudo query building code in the module that was really antiquated, really limited, incredibly unflexible, very fragile and easily broken, and basically practically no one knew how to change it without breaking something. So it was basically impossible for anybody to contribute to the project module, and people sort of built up this reputation in the Drupal community as, I won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. In some ways, rightly so. And so we decided for the health of this whole piece of software and for the ability to have it be flexible enough to do the kinds of things we wanted to do with it, we really had to ditch all that and replace it with Vue's. Right around when Earl was starting to rewrite Vue's from scratch. And so we were sort of tied to that same thing that a lot of modules were tied to of, well, when's Vue's 2 going to be released and all that? And I think it's a huge win for the community that he did so. It just came with its growing pains. And so I'm a huge advocate for Vue's and especially Vue's 2. It's incredibly powerful and flexible. Earl's been very responsive to sort of some of the special ways that we're trying to push things beyond what he had intended. He's, you know, I've contributed a lot of patches back into Vue's, and he's always very quick to help me figure out the right way to do things and commit those upstream. So the end result is that it's much more flexible now. It's much more powerful. I think the UI is already vastly better in so many ways, specifically around the issue queues right now. But, you know, there's really, now that Vue's is running on Drupal.org, there's large vistas open to us of ways that we could improve things in terms of how Drupal.org itself is organized and people use the site.
And so you had mentioned testing also as part of the services that you are providing. You want to talk a little bit about what the existing sort of crazy automated system that's on the Drupal site and what you as your company are planning on providing to potential customers.
Right. Well, what's on Drupal.org is a sort of specific workflow, which is that the testing is all specifically tied to patches attached to issues in the issue tracker. And so every time somebody creates an issue and they upload a patch file that might modify some of the code in Drupal core, either to fix a bug or to add a feature, there's a whole system where patches are identified that they're for the right version of core that supports all of this, the current development version. That's sent off to this testing server. The testing server has a whole pool of machines that can potentially test patches, and there's a whole framework for testing each patch against all of the automated tests that ship with Drupal core itself, all the simple test framework. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it, which is what most people, I think, generally their workflow as developers are, is that they keep all of their code in a revision control system already, and they commit their changes, and they want to test, okay, I just committed this to some development branch, and now I want to run the test suite against the development branch, or every night check out the production branch and make sure nobody merged in a branch that wasn't yet ready, and, you know, so that kind of thing. So Drupal.org's current automated testing framework is a very specific workflow, and I'm not convinced that most people need it to work in that exact same way. And so one of the things that 3281D is going to offer is to help people build a system that more fits with their existing development workflow and not sort of shoehorn them into, oh, well, if you want this automated testing framework, then it involves you attach patches to issues. But, you know, that's a really important element for a lot of people's development right now is integration testing, automated testing in general, security hardening and security-related testing. And I sit on the security team for a long time and found a lot of bugs and fixed a lot of bugs. And so, you know, trying to use that expertise to really help out other people. You hire someone and you pay a lot of money and they write you a bunch of custom code and you're not really necessarily in a good position to evaluate that. And what's the quality of that code? Is that really the Drupal way to do things? Is that secure? So those are the sorts of services that we would be offering on a sort of consulting basis for people who are interested.
I see. So sort of security consultants also for Drupal-specific projects, or is this more general?
Yeah, specifically around Drupal stuff. I mean, my particular background in computer science also involved systems programming and security on larger scales. But I think even within the Drupal ecosystem, there's a huge demand for and not a very large pool of people qualified to provide Drupal-specific security, auditing, hardening, consulting generally.
And I know that right now sort of Drupal.org is almost tied to CVS for better or for worse, but I know there a demand for also including CVS and SVN and I don't even possibly get into your sort of project management tools that you'll be providing?
Yeah, definitely. There's Google Summer of Code project from 2 summers ago now was to make an API to sort of abstract the different version control systems, and so that the project module, instead of sort of specifically integrating directly with CVS, would integrate with this abstraction layer, and then there'd be backends for CVS and Subversion and Git and Buzzer and whatever you want. Bazaar, however you pronounce it. So that exists, but it's never quite been ready for primetime yet. And in a few short hours from when this is being recorded, there's going to be a Bird of Feather session, a BOF, where myself and the people working on the version control API are going to really put our heads together and figure out where to the next steps and all that. But definitely that's one of the sort of short-term goals, even on Drupal.org. It'd be great to be running the version control API and the CVS backend, at least to sort of get us in a position to be able to make some sort of decisions about if we wanted to change, it'd be possible, and what would that look like.
Okay, so that's new, because basically it's always been sort of like it's too much trouble to switch it, but once these things would get in place, then that may be easier to happen.
Yeah, well, it is too much trouble to switch it. It's a huge, not just technically and sort of the code side, that's a relatively easily solved problem. I think the much bigger problem is twofold. One, there's hundreds of pages and hours of screencasts and documentation and basically knowledge in the community on how to set up CVS and how to try and contribute with it. And all of that would have to be rewritten. The other side is that if you're going to go through the probably thousands of hours of work to redo all of that and retrain everybody and re-support everybody learning all this stuff, it's not really worth it to sort of take a step sideways to a system like Subversion, which is still centralized repository and really, by and large, is not very much different from CVS. The sort of model of how branches and tags works is a little different, so everybody would have to relearn that. And it's easier to rename files. And otherwise, it's basically equivalent. And it doesn't solve a lot of the problems that people have. And so if we were going to go through the giant effort to switch all of that documentation and retrain everybody and get everybody's development environment reset up and re-optimized for some other version control system, we'd probably want to switch to a sort of different model of distributed version control, either with Git or Bazaar. The problem is that already people are totally confused about how, relatively speaking, simple centralized reversion control works. Once it's like every time I check out the code, I have my own repository and I committed to my copy, but how do I merge it upstream? And, you know, people are going to be, by a factor of 10, more confused by distributed version control. And so there's this real sort of, there's no real way out of that at this point. And I don't see any particular benefit in mounting this huge hurdle to make all these changes for a sort of incremental and not all that important change in functionality. It'd be great to have distributed version control, but it comes at a huge cost in terms of people's barrier to entry to understand how it works and how to use it and how that's going to interact with how they write code and develop themes and contribute that stuff. All that said, I think it is true that CVS isn't going to be around forever, and we do want to at least have the flexibility to get off of that at some point. And it is not without its problems. And so, you know, I'm doing what I can sort of as I'm touching other code to make it not depend directly on CVS and to make it possible to use something else so that when we do decide we're going to go through that documentation effort and the hurdles around the human aspect, that at least the code parts of it aren't also another bottleneck.
And what's next for 3281D Consulting? What's sort of on the horizon? Where can people get more information?
Well, we have a site up at 3281D.com. What's next is to find people who are interested in this and who want to be involved in setting up a distributed collaboration site like Drupal.org, who want to set up a sort of integrated testing development system for some big project they're working on. There's been a couple of people who are interested in that here at DrupalCon that I've been in touch with, but you know, we're definitely open for anybody else who wants to get on board on that. The other thing that's next for us is the Drupal.org redesign is going to involve, has already involved a lot of work on the project module, and there's lots more work to go. And we would love for people who are interested to get involved in that redesign. And especially if there's, you know, specific features that people would really love to see on Drupal.org that they would like to sponsor and make that possible sooner, we're definitely open for that kind of thing too. So anybody out there in the Drupal community who sees the value of, for example, being able to package up installation profiles with all the modules that they come with and the latest version of core. So you really just download this big thing and you unpack it and you go to the installer page and you install it and it works, as opposed to the current thing where you like download core, download your installation profile, download all the modules it depends on, if they're well enough documented, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not what everybody dreams of, the sort of one-stop, you're up and running with your sub-Drupal site how you want it. So that feature, we would love for people to rally together in the community and sponsor the work that it would take to make that happen on Drupal.org. you know, other sorts of features like that, that there's a lot of value for the community, we want to be a way to help make sure that that stuff can get funded and happen as soon as possible, instead of waiting for someday when people have enough free time to make it. So
great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.